Welcome aboard. Glory to God. I know these people say they're doing great. Hello. Hello, everybody. I prayed and I hope that our 1 hour of fasting per day, praying for me, just for me, just that's it for me. I could feel it. I could sense it. I could see it. And I could hear it. Continue to pray. Continue to lift me up every single day. I'm not asking for prayer for anybody else but myself. So continue to do that on a continual basis. These days, I've opened my eyes to a lot of stuff, to a lot of things, I should say, things. Has taught me some stuff, and God is good. Before we go into anything or everything tonight, let's pray and invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Because at the end of the day, the Holy Spirit is who we need. And the Holy Spirit is the only person of the third party of the Godhead, which is left back here in this earth to lead us and to guide us and to show us everything that needs to be seen and everything that need to be known. So we bow our eyes and we come to you tonight, Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come tonight with a repentive heart. We come tonight, Almighty God, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us from all our sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse us, O Lord God. Wash us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. And Father, as I pray, set up strategic individual who are assigned to pray for people. And when I say individual, every single person must have a person praying for them, especially if they're in the fivefold ministry, especially if they're out there minister under the fire and on the power of the Holy Spirit is very, very important. I am not saying that we're not supposed to pray for other individual that's not a part, that's not in the fivefold. I'm not saying that because we're all ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark 16, where it said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and these signs shall follow them that believe. That simply means healing and deliverance, salvation. You must know the word of God to go forth and to minister, because at the end of the day, you need the word of God to guide. You need individuals to pray. I'm telling you what I'm talking about. You need people to have the eyes of the Spirit. I have gotten so many calls over the last 40 days, or even up until today, where people are praying for me, where the Holy Spirit put visions, give them dreams and visions, and they would pray. Yesterday, I believe my daughter even told me that I'm not really sure, but she said, like, she must have heard my name to the fact, my name. I mean, God is so specific. One lady told me today that she called me. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about her and I called her. And I haven't heard from her for about a couple of months. And she called me today. And she wanted to know what's going on. And I'm like, everything is okay. Because I'm trusting and I'm believing God for breakthroughs. And she said, she's been praying for me. And I'm like, okay. She said, the other night, and I said, when? And she told me what she was seeing. And I said, when? And she said, in May. And I said, that's when it started. She said, I think she said May, April, May, June, something like that. And I was in my bed and I was sick and I could not move. And she just started praying for me. And while she was, or she is praying, because she was praying, I opened my eyes and looked at her and smiled. We need prophetic intercessors. We need people praying. This is not time to be playing church. This is not time to be playing the walls of the building. This is the time where the supernatural, especially if you know somebody who have a prophetic or an apostolic calling on their lives, anybody that operates in the supernatural. I'm not talking about mediocrity. I'm talking about in the supernatural because right now, evil spirits have been released. Hear me now. They are coming for you and your family. And if they can't get you, they're going to touch your family. They know that you are anointed of God. Honestly, if you don't know who you are, they know who you are. And they're going to come in and they're going to try to take everything down. Hello, my baby. Oh, look at my baby girl.
Hey, Mata, how are you?
Oh my God. Look at my baby girl. Oh my God. You know what? I don't even want to say anything because this will bring crying. This will bring tears. Tonight is your special night, Juliet.
You, Lord.
God has placed you, placed me on your heart, really. Oh God. So when you get the invitation, you say you gotta come see Mother.
Yes.
Because you guys feel and see what your mommy is going through.
Yes.
Demonic exposures. I'm telling you, people, listen to me. It is demonic exposures that's released on your household. I come tonight to tell you and give you a warning. If you want to die and go home early, go ahead. But if you want to die and stand in the flesh here on this earth, get some training. There's two different things I'm talking about. I'm talking about the natural, and I'm talking about the spiritual. You could die in the flesh and go home to see Jesus, either in heaven or in hell. Or you could die on this earth walking in your earthly clothes, but still have spiritual understanding and spiritual eyes to see. That means you might be dead in the flesh, but you're alive in the spirit on this earth. You must know how to move strategically in the spirit. We are in spiritual combat. I would say warfare, but forget about warfare tonight. We are in combative mode. We are in an army that we know that we won. I'm going to tell you something today. I was sitting in a parking lot. I had to drop my grandson off to go do a blood test. And I was sitting in a parking lot waiting for him to come out. And with all the things that I've been going through from last week to this week on last week unfold up to this week in a demonic activity, sitting up in the parking lot. Tell you, open your ears and listen to this. We are in a firing squad, and the enemy wants to use us as target practice. The fire of God is upon our lives. And if you have the fire in your life, and if you don't know how to move it, you're going to die with the same fire, and somebody else is going to come in and take your fire. Because the Father have us in strategic movements in the earth. Sitting in the parking lot, and my husband said to me at the driver's seat, there is a like an insect or a big old bug on the lady's car. Well, as you know, I need my eyesight, my foresight to be able to see. So I'm like, I'm like, okay. And I'm looking over and I really did not see it. The owner of the car walk out and the thing was on the owner's car. That Spanish lady took her hand and gave it one slap and slapped it off her car. Do you understand me? The thing fall to the ground. There was this older gentleman walk out, and step and crush the thing, and it was dead. That's exactly how we're supposed to take the enemy down. That's exactly. And when I stick, and my husband said, come back in here, where you going? I jump outside, I took my picture, my camera, and I took a picture. He said, you crazy. Yes, I am, because I know what the Father was trying to tell me. Crush the enemy. Crush the enemy. When the enemy comes, do not be fearful. Box him off. They said in Jamaica, box him off, but that means slap him upside his head. And somebody else in your your cubby hole or your rat hole with you or wherever hole you're in. Any kind of foxhole that you're in. The next person coming beside you don't even know where the enemy is. But because they have a target practice under their foot, they were able to walk on the enemy and crush it. You get it? The lady slapped it silly right off her car. And it dropped to the ground crawling. Live, big time crawling. And this man come right out. Have on a sneaker. Didn't even know the enemy was on the ground. And walked right on him and crushed it. And it was dead. I got another vision. I didn't know things was going to happen in my household. I went to my bed the other night and I told Sonia. About a month ago. I got a vision. Hakori Ramasiki. And in that vision, a snake was in my room over there in my grandson's days. And the snake was on the ground. I walk up into the room on the left-hand side and the snake fly right up and bite me on my hand. And I'm like, what a snake doing in my house? God was preparing me to let me know what was going to go on. And I grabbed the snake by the neck and squeeze the daylight out of him and throw him out in the street. That means whoever brought the snake in my house ain't got no business coming up in my house with that snake. I crushed it. I crushed it. Gotta be very careful who you bring in your house. Friends, family, whoever, you gotta be very careful. Because then you're going to have to deal with all kind of spirits. All kind of spirits. All kind of demonic activity. But I tell you one thing, the God that I serve and the God that I know is a God that's more than enough. And everything that you go through, you're going through for training. And I want you to know, the enemy knows who you are. In your house, in your basement, in your car, when the enemy comes in, the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Father God says he will raise up a standard. And who you think going to raise the standard up? He's going to raise it up, and you got to use your hand to slap the devil out, to slap them demons out like that lady did. Slap it out. Somebody has come behind you and crush it. My husband said, why are you doing with a picture? Why you going? I took a snapshot. Yes, I did. Took a snapshot. And I find myself lately taking pictures and recording and don't even know what I'm doing. It's right there in my phone. Right here in my phone. So with all of this, the enemy does not win. Do you hear me, Juliette? The enemy does not win. Stand your ground. Stand your ground.
Amen.
Stand your ground. I see the enemy trying to raise their ugly head up in your house. Juliet, stand your ground. Take authority over every mess. And from now on, you make sure you know who's coming in your house. Okay?
Yes.
If you want to go out and get one of those cameras and check your house and know who's coming in, who's going out, go do it. Go buy it.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, you don't want no hanky panky up in your house. You got to be vigilant. You got to be sober because the adversary, your devil, or your enemy, moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But yeah, we resist him, but you know what? It's time for action. And I'm here to tell y'all tonight, thank y'all for praying. My knee is feeling good.
Glory.
Yeah, feeling good. Yeah. I don't know what's working, if it's the prayer or the medication, but it's doing good. From March up until today, and I'm walking around. I don't know. The Father told me to call a 40-day fast, 1 hour a day. So all who was praying in that 40-day fast for the 1 hour a day, thank you all. Keep it going. Keep me lift up. Keep me prayed up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. The fire of God is in this house, in this place, on the job, in the house. Let the fire of God roam. Dahlia, let the fire of God roam in your house. Let it roam on your job. Dahlia, listen to me. I don't know with all these confusion going on over your company. Let the fire of God move. Let the fire of God come and let it rain. You got to do a slam dunk, Dahlia. You can't be so soft. When anything going on the job that's wrong, you got to call in the boss. You got to talk. Don't let anybody go in there and trying to lie on you. You got to open your mouth and talk. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are calling up the consuming fire tonight. Consuming fire tonight. Come in and take the enemy out. We are standing in the gap tonight, according to Ephesians 6. Come in and take the enemy out. Take some time out. Do not listen to me. Go and take the word of God out and let it be an antidote. Let it be a game changer in your life. Fire of God, just like Moses when Moses was out there in the name of Jesus in Exodus 3. Oh, glory to God, Moses, see the burning bush. That was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God was anointing Moses right there to go out. Moses, take off thy shoes, Moses. The place that you're standing is holy ground. Whatever you've been through, whatever you're going through, no matter what in your life, God has prepared you for such a time as this. Go through it smiling, Michelle. Hey, baby girl. I need my Aki and my sawfish. I can move around a little bit. Send it FedEx, okay? Send it FedEx. I need my cargo and my oxtail said facts, Janet. The fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire of the Holy Spirit, let the consuming fire come and charge this atmosphere. Father God, we're calling for the fire to touch the house, touch the doorpost, touch every single person. Touch every prayer under the sound of my voice, Almighty God. Touch. We need a shake up. We need a shake up. I mean, we can't be. It can't be. It can't be. It cannot be life as usual. It cannot be life as usual. The enemy is out there, and the enemy wants us. It cannot be life as usual. It cannot. It cannot. It cannot. We need the fire of God, Holy Ghost fire. Come now and touch every house. Call out your house number. I'm telling you. Oh, H Rikes. Call out your house number. 8888. Call out your house number. Call it out. Have the holy angels encamp around about your house. Have the holy angels encamp around about your house. Have the holy angels encamp around a bedroom. Have the holy angels encamp around your room. Yes. These demons got to go. Don't entertain these spirits. Gotta know what's going on in your house. Do not entertain these demonic spirit. Do not entertain these. We as individuals open ourselves up and let these demons come in. That's what we do. But when God show you and give you eyes to see, You better know how to drive it out. You better know how to take authority. I am glad for what I have been through and what I'm going through. But there's breakthrough because I feel breakthrough. And I thank God for God have people praying for me and seeing. I mean, last night, I talked about somebody today. I tell about that thing that I see outside. I tell about the lady that called me. Last night, another lady been calling me for days. And she was worse. I said, what's the matter with you? Because, because what I was going through, I just want to just pray and see God this week from last week. And the lady said, I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. I'm like, so okay, you've been thinking about me. And she said, I'm praying for you. I've been praying for you. And when I'm praying for you, I can't stop praying. And she was reminded, she said, you remember the last time when you were in Connecticut and how you were ministering and you fall on the floor? And I come over there and I'm like, yeah, but certain things that I don't entertain certain stuff. You understand me? I don't entertain certain things. And she was telling me, what to do in the house. I'm not, the Holy Ghost, excuse me, to tell me to use my oil. He ain't telling me to do nothing else. So I'm saying, no, I'm not into all that other ritual. And no, I'm not into that. And people trying to say, you got to burn out your house. Burn out what? I got the Holy Spirit up in here. What am I going to be burning out? That's witchcraft. Listen to me. I'm not doing none of that. I'm not doing none of that. I'm using the oil and I'm anointing my house and I'm anointing myself. And I'm telling you, every single person under the sound of my voice and who is hearing tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day before and the next day and next week, anytime they're listening to this, anoint you and your house. And whatever your house is, anoint it. Try to find out what's going on in your family and pray it out of it. Pray out. I'm so happy today because I've learned a lot of stuff. And because I've learned a lot of things, I'm able to go in strategically to know how to pray. Know how to pray. So, Father, today we come and we release the consuming fire. Sonia, I want you to put at least 25, just put at least 25 fire. I hear the word 25. Just put up at least 25 fire, 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 fire. We need the fire of God. We need the fire of God. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need to be saturated with the Spirit of God. We need the blood of God. We need the holy fire to come and to incorporate. I said incorporate. I mean, it's supposed to come in like it come in with a massive amount. I need fire. Fire, yes. Fire. Fire. Make sure it's enough. Make sure you count and say 25. It's enough. Just say fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit, prophetic fire upon our house, cars, people who need cars, release the supernatural car, God, release supernatural health, God, release supernatural wealth, God, release supernatural understanding, God, release supernatural power, God, release supernatural love, God, release supernatural order, healing and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Makoshi. Release our fingers. Release our fingers. Let our fingers know how to war. Teach us how to fight. Teach us how to war. Teach us how to go into the water. You remember one time I told you guys a couple of months ago of the fight that God showed me this sea creature coming up out of the water, and it was coming on land. And it was coming to take somebody in. Do not let that sea creature take you guys. God shows things. He said he does nothing. Amos 3:7, unless he showed it to the prophet. Acrisima, secondeme, remande que lo cosema, remingi la mote que linde la ba. Go to the Father, put your hand up, praise Him every single morning, praise Him every single afternoon, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the day, praise Him in the night. Glory to God, let the fire of God come down on those wayward children, on those wayward family members. Oh, your neighbors, let the fire of God come in. People on the job. People who are going back to school. School is getting ready to be open very soon. And I bind the spirit of confusion on the job. I bind the spirit of confusion. Witchcraft. I break it and I bind the spirit of witchcraft. Those witches are out in the outfield. They are ready back for school. We break them and we bind them. These are some new type of strategic planning that they're coming with. They're changing up because they said that what they were doing the other day was not working. So now they're coming in with their fire. They're coming in with their water pot. They're coming in and they're doing portion. They're gonna be using portion. They come in and they're gonna be use. Oh my God, they're gonna be using portion. Oh my God, they're gonna come in and they're gonna stir the pot. Lord God Almighty, they're gonna take your name and they're gonna put it on paper. Lord God Almighty, and they're gonna call your name in those rituals. Lord God Almighty, this is very, very important. You gotta cover yourself with the blood. I see them witches and they coming back, honey. I see those witches coming. Oh yeah. They already start praying. Oh yeah. They're coming in for the school year. Oh yeah. Disruption. They trying to disrupt. They want your job. They want your children. They want their mind. You know what? We better take authority over this mess. Listen to me. We say 25 fire. You better write up them 25 fire and put it in on your Bible. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it in your house. You better release that fire in your house. Y'all better go see what the word, what the number 25 means. I'm gonna be looking it up myself. Cause I got a numbers book here, but I gotta go find what 25. I gotta go look for it, but I'm not gonna waste my time on that tonight. You gotta go look for it yourself and see what that means. I mean two. I know five means favor. My God, we got divine alignment going on here. If anybody remember what number two means, you could put it up here for me to see. What does two mean? I know five is favor. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Let me read Exodus. Let me look at Exodus 3. I just felt like going over to Exodus 3. Father, we praise you. We praise you. And we worship you, man. Mark, look at John. Exodus, Genesis. Let the roll, let it roll, let it roll. Let it roll, Almighty God. Let it roll in the burning bush. That was Moses up there with Jethro, his father-in-law. He was up there. My God. And the angel of the Lord, come on, come on, come on, the flame of the fire, come out of the burning bush. Moses was looking around. I'm just paraphrasing this because I read it today. And he turned his back. He turned his back. He turned. And the Father God see that he turned sideways in verse 4. See, I read it. So I'm just going over, skipping it over because you got to go read it for yourself and let it sink in. And he draw nigh. That means he go closer. And he took off his shoes off his feet because he said, the place where he's standing is holy ground. Your house is holy. Your business is holy. The things that you have in your life is holy. Everything about you is holy. You are, oh my God, you are joined here with Jesus. Jesus is holy. He laid the earth and he gave everything to you for you to occupy. Occupy it till he comes. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Romans say you are joined here with Jesus in Jesus Christ's name. And I go all the way down to verse 14. I think it was verse 14. And after all of that, Moses says he wants to know who sent him, because God is telling him, you got to go for it. And I want you to go read it for yourself. And I want you to go do this. I'm the God of Jacob, Isaac. In other words, he's reminding him about his generation. And he said, who should I say send me? And he said, the I am. The I am, the I am, the I am, the I am. I am the I am who sent you. Eternal God, everlasting Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, mighty conqueror of the line of Judah. Victory, 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 victory over the enemy. Colossians say, Colossians 2, Colossians 2, Jesus, Jesus went down, took the enemy out. Whipped him, make a show of him openly, took the keys, give it to us. I see angels, I see angels, I see angels walking. Angels walking. Angels walking. They're here to help you give him praise. Call them now. Call them now in your area. Call them now in your atmosphere. Call them now. Call them now, angels of the living God. Come now, come and encamp around about, consuming fire, fire of God, fire of God. Let the glory come. Let it comes now. Let it fill your presence in the earth. I see angels. I see fire, blazing fire. I see it now. Victory have been won. Take a hold of it. Be like that woman that need healing. Doesn't have to be healing. It could be anything that you need. Yes. Anything, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon. See, I am speaking tonight prophetically. See, whatever you need, hold on to the hem of the garment. See, whatever you're going through, like Isaiah 54, verse 17, be one of your guide. Sing, O barren woman, sing. I think it's in Jeremiah 54. Me see. Shakoyama. The fire God is so strong. I'm moving the pages. And I could feel the fire. Is it Isaiah 54? Let me see something. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Are you desolate tonight? Are you feeling weak and barren tonight? Are you feeling like you're at the end of your rope tonight? Read Isaiah 54. It could go for female or male. See yourself as a spiritual being. Ask the Father God by its Spirit to break you forth. Seeing barren. That means there's something that's missing. If you go to the doctor as a woman, and the doctor tell you that you're barren and you won't be able to conceive and have babies, that means there won't be a fruit that's going to come out of your loins. But now this word is saying, sing, sing, persons, sing. You're barren, sing. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Let your heart rejoice. Sing praises to the Lord. Enlarge your place. It could be your tent. Enlarge it. Stretch it forth. Curtains, put up curtains. It means you're adorned. I'm just paraphrasing. I mean, when you read it, get your own understanding, but I'm just paraphrasing it to you right now. Adorn your house. I mean, you could adorn yourself. You could be the house. Your car could be the house. Your house where you're living, the place where you reside. Your job could be your house at the time. Your bathroom could be the house. Wherever you think or whatever you possess, whatever you think is your house that time. Enlarge it. Fear not. Have no fear because the angels of God, the Holy Spirit, the Father Himself is living through you, living on you, breathing upon you. Holy Spirit of the living God, let your fire comes. Let angels come and minister. Cry out to the Lord. I was looking over Psalms 104. Look it over. Look over Psalms 104, verse 4. Look it over. Put your hand upon your head and ask God to come in with your holy angels and encamp around about your house. Read Leviticus 6. I have it in here, I have it in my notes. Read this. And I say, have I started from verse, I have it started from verse 12. Talks about ever burning. What is burning? What is burning? Let the word of God burn out of your mouth. When it comes out, let it just burn. Let it pierce. There's a scripture that says, wherever it's sent it to, it's going to pierce, it's going to divide. The word of God. It's powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Come now. Consume us, we pray. Watch now over us. Remove every stumbling block. Out of her way. Remove every single stumbling block, I pray. Of the living God. Come with tears not flowing down. But tears in my heart like a sepulchre. I pray this day. Come now and touch us as we pray. Move every demonic source, every spirit of witchcraft, every known demonic spirit from hell that we don't even know that's there. Every snake type tumor that's in our body, that's in our mouth, that's in our eyes, in our hand, that wants to display, remove them now as I pray. Come into our house. Dorabusashi, let the blood of Jesus encamp around about our streets, encamp around about our city, encamp around about our state, everywhere that we reside. Spirit of the living God, come now and saturate our house, our bedrooms, our living rooms, our bathrooms, our kitchen, our basement, our rooftop. Saturate. Saturate our husbands, our children, our wives. Sandora Marikita, saturate it right now, oh God. Anoint our fingers. Teach us how to pray. We were praying for an hour. Could we just not pray for an hour? Teach us how to go in and move our fingers in this clay. Because we are clay. Teach us how to see things in the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus of Nazareth. That person that we need, that person that we need, that person that we need, that person that we need to come in and to change the atmosphere in our lives on the earth. No matter what kind of claims or what kind of things that's been put upon you strategically, let that person comes in and be able to come in and be able to change. To be able to change whatever you're going through. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through, financial, demonic, whatever it is. Remember what I said I see today? And how the enemy got crushed this day? Go back over and listen to the tape. When Kenneth put it up tomorrow, go listen to it. Go listen to it and let it sink in. That is how we have to crush the enemy. Remember that lady come out. It was on her car. She slapped it off right there on the ground. When she slapped it, that man walked out, didn't even know it was there, and he crushed it. And God wanted me to see that. The enemy has no power and no authority. No power and no authority over our lives. We are kingdom people. We are children of the kingdom of God. I am so excited and so happy. What's going on in my life right now? I've seen things on a different light. It makes me know why I'm here and how I have to fight. It makes me know why I'm here and how I have to stand in the gap. God first, then come family. And my family is just not my immediate family. My family is the entire universe because I have a family that I have to reach. And with all those calls and with all those people, even up until today, and all those dreams and those vision and those plans and all those calls, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say it is a smile on my face. smiling all the way to the bank, like the millionaire would say, and the billionaire would say. Because millions are coming and billions are coming. And whoever who's believing God for money, financial, I mean, when you're cha-ching, 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 that's what is coming out of the heaven. You need to just put your hand up and receive it and take it out of the atmosphere and brought it to the earth. Cha-ching. You see the supernatural releasing, finances releasing, supernatural health releasing. In the mighty name of Jesus, home being set free, new houses being released, supernatural anointing in God's people being released, cars been released, family members getting saved and delivered, a sapphire, the instrument of God blowing over his people, and the angels are not baffling, but they're dancing in the atmosphere because they're saying, ha, my God, what are they saying? Glory. They're rejoicing because they're saying your redemption is here. Root, your redemption is here. Every single person under the sound of my voice, your redemption is here. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you, Lord God Almighty. I thank you for breakthroughs. I thank you for this fast 40 days. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for breakthroughs in the spirit. I thank you that I could be able to lean back like this and I could feel freedom. And I could lean over like this and I could feel freedom. And I could actually say, I'm free. If I die tonight, I want to be with Jesus. The Bible said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And if I should go to God tonight, do not cry. Have a party. Have a Holy Ghost party. Have a Jamaican party. Have a feast. Just have a party. Have a party. Just come and have a party. Because I love to dance. Just come and have a dance fest. Just dance from now till in the morning and just have food and relax. Because you know what? I'm going to be with my papa. I'm gonna be with my daddy, Lord God Almighty. So what we need to do right now, effective immediately. Yes, the enemy is gonna come in, but I'll tell you one thing. When you read Colossians, he said, Jesus Christ, make a show of him openly. And I'm here to tell you tonight, I am free to worship him. I am free to praise him. I am free with every fiber of my being to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. You should be saying, thank you, Lord. Everything that you're going through, you should be saying, thank you, Jesus. I want you tonight to don't let nothing bother you. And no matter what's going on, no matter what the enemy brings, remember Colossians 2. I want to read it for you. Consuming fire. I could close my eyes and I could see. I don't know if it's confetti, I don't know what they call it, but it's like something that I saw when I was ministering to Trisha sometime a long time ago, my oldest daughter. And she was getting ready to leave a job. And I told her what I saw, and I just saw it just now. I saw the confetti coming out. There were two times that I see it when I was ministering to her. And every time I see that confetti, it's like blue and white. And it would mean abundance. Tonight I'm seeing that same confetti. And it's coming out of heaven. And it is abundance. In abundance is every single thing that we need. Not only for my daughter at the time, but for every single person of us right now, under the sound of my voice, there is an abundance of rain. There is an abundance of rain. Do not take it lightly. We are in a supernatural Zoom session. Effective immediately, the fire trail, the fire blaze is upon you. The supernatural essence of God is raining down on you right now. I have a daughter online right now, and I remember a long time back past, I said to her, "We're going to pray, and you're going to see changes in that lawsuit." That lawsuit, that time, that was a couple, like about, I had just met her over the phone. Just met her over the phone. And we prayed, and God supernaturally brought that lawsuit to conclusion, and she had victory. Tonight, I'm saying there will be victory in our lawsuit. And our lawsuit may never, it doesn't have to be anything in the finances, but everything that's derogatory, anything in our lives that the enemy try to come in and try to take down, try to mess with, try to mess it up, try to mess it up and let him feel like he's in charge of something. But honestly, he knows that he's not in charge of nothing. He just come in to sidetrack. And I thank God for the people that God has placed in my life. So here I am tonight. God placed me into your life. And I'm here to tell you tonight, do not take your eyes off God. Do not take your eyes off the Word of God. It doesn't matter what dog come and try to take you down. Be like that same dog that wants your bone and knock him down like what that lady did. Knock him down like what that lady did this morning while I was sitting out there in the parking lot. Slap him off your car. Slap him out of your house. Slap him off of your job. Slap him. Slap him out of your business. Slap him. And let somebody else, if you can't do it, come and crush him. Crush him in front of your face. Do not, I repeat, it does not matter to live or to die. You got to take a stand and say, I don't care. Enough is enough. Got to take a stand. Your weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Take down, pull down every single stronghold. Your husband acting up, don't argue with him. Your family member acting up, don't argue with them. I learned that. Your church, your job, don't argue with nobody. And a matter of fact, if you have a man and he not living right, and you in the church, I didn't tell you to put him out, but you got to walk strategically. Because if you're dead right now, there's no husband and wife in heaven. None. You become brothers and sister. I have to come to my sense this week and say, you know what? I'm going to be praying for these people. Because if I die and go to heaven or hell, there is no husband and wife. There's no brother. We're all brothers and sisters. It's time to take a stand. Let every hypocrite, even myself, back over and back off and stand. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. And let every demon in hell hear that. Jesus Christ is Lord. And fire and all the enemy and his devices. Every water pot turn over and kick over. I remember when my cousin and I was coming from Connecticut to go to Springfield, and we saw that water pot, that woman over there with her danger in they in the church, but it was over there with their mechanism, their water and their foolishness. We gotta kick them over. Spirit of Obia, witchcraft, nigromancy, all kind of foolishness. We have to take a stand. I don't know what kind of church we're going to. I don't know what we're promoting, but enough is enough. And we gotta say, it doesn't matter. If we live, we live. And if we die, we die. I have to learn that, and I learned that the hard way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, let your Mosaic plan come upon your people. Moses said, "Who are you? Who should I say send me?" And he said, "The I am." So tonight, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, great I am. Supernatural I am. Send us now this night because you are the I am. We do not fear. We do not fear. Let the I am come and move now strategically upon us this day. Father, as we go forth and know what the 25 fire means, those 25. We thank you for grace and mercy. And as I bow before you this day, let your fire move strategically now upon the face of the earth. Move upon your people. Oh my God. Wow. But you know, that's a life from the pit of hell. As I was praying and I said, let your fire move upon your people. Right to my right. There I hate seeing the spirit, this Bigfoot. And I would say a giant, but it looks like one of those movie character, just bum, bum. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I started laughing. Because where do you think you're going? No. No. No, you will not go in these people's home. I'm telling you, individual people tonight, guard yourself. Listen to me. If I don't, or if I never have another Zoom call, guard yourself. Anoint yourself with oil every single day, morning, noon, and night. And it doesn't have to be any kind of big time oil, just a little, sign of the cross, whatever you want to do. Morning and the night, three times a day. So when you get up in the morning, you anoint yourself with oil. If you're at work at lunchtime, you anoint yourself with oil. So, in other words, your oil should be like your dinner, lunch, You'll have breakfast, tea, and dinner. So 3 times a day. And then in those 3 times, when you're anointing yourself with the oil, you are covering yourself with the blood of Jesus. Now, that is coming from the throne room of heaven. This is a strategic plan. Your entire house, you hear me, have to be covered with the blood of Jesus and with the oil of the Lamb. I am telling you, thank God this cannot be cut out of the tape because I'm going to listen to it when Kenneth put it up. You need the, this is coming. And this is divine from the Holy Spirit. There is an onslaught that has been released, especially in America. I hear the word, especially in America. Because there's a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of people that does some bad things in America. And one of the, oh God, yeah. One of the things that you have to pray for is the Indians nation, they are the first settlers in America. So once you're praying, wow, start praying ancestral prayers that you ask God to really the blood that has been shed upon this land, that there will be a reversal and that it will bring peace. Yes, we do understand that every, even in the Bible, you see a bloodshed, but there's something about what's going on right now. There's something that's going on. And this has to be reversed. Okay, so your family is here, my family's here. In digital, I don't know what that means. In digital, it has something to do with nationality or nations. Well, can it do not take that off the tape? Because once these things are coming, and if I don't know what that means, I want to be able to look it up. I want to be, yeah, that's the word, indigenous. INDIGENOUS. Wow. That's what I just hear just now. Let me write that down. And it has something to do with different tribes and nations. That's what the father just told me. Wow. DENOUS. Son of, what does that mean? I just hear that it has something to do with tribes. Different tribes and nations. Wow. People, you get this thing. This is coming from God. Tribes and nations. You got to write it down, and this is all you're going to pray. Tribes and nations.
You're right, sister. Indigenous is original. Like how they say the American Indians are indigenous to America because they were the first ones.
Thank you. What's your name, honey?
Sister, it's Erlie.
Huh?
Erlie.
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
Oh, okay. So you like to teach?
Yes, sister, you pick up on everybody, eh?
I don't pick up on anybody. Cut that out. The Holy Spirit give me information on people. That's what's going on. Okay. So you love to teach. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I just pray that you will give her that anointing to teach and to speak. Ha ma shekeba iwomoto mala. Give her the natural, oh my God, super, na that mean intelligence. Give her, what is it? Understanding? Oh, okay. Give her the supernatural understanding. All right, you know what? I can't see your face anymore. I want your face to come back. I want you to put your face,
Remember,
okay. I want you to put your face back.
burning.
I
There
want that.
it
Is okay, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You keep moving around, but in the name of, I can't really look down because you keep moving and you keep taking me out of the spirit that the Father wanted to put in. It's just moving. Father, if you would just make it stay properly, that it comes back in properly. Because right now it's dark. I want to be able to see it.
Oh, let me
Okay.
see.
Okay, let it stay right there. Make it, make, let it be bright that I could be able to see because
There. Why are you doing that? There's a camera.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the Father will put you into the area. Just don't let it move. Just let it stay right there. Why is your thing keep coming in and going out? What is wrong with it? That the Father will
Yeah,
put you.
it's something with the camera. I'm not.
Okay, well, if you're gonna be a teacher and teach people, you need to know how to fix your camera, because I'm not gonna be fixing no camera for you. Okay, so you gotta know how to fix your camera. So in the mighty, because when your camera keeps going like that, it keeps messing with my eyes and the spirit. I don't have no time for that. Understand? Because I gotta go to my bed. It's 8:41. All right. So if you can't fix the camera, but anyway, I'm gonna get back here because I don't wanna get in the flesh. I wanna be in the spirit. So hallelujah, glory to God. So I just ask the Father, the Holy Spirit, to give you that insight, that supernatural insight of how to minister in the natural and bring it back over into the supernatural, because that's what you're praying for. You're praying for God to give you supernatural insight. So I'm gonna put my hand on your forehead right now. Where are you, girl? Girl, I'm tired of you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, release that anointing upon her, Lord, for her to minister, Lord Jesus, not only in the natural, hallelujah, but in the supernatural, I pray. And Father, open up that door and release the supernatural financing, Lord God Almighty, that she needs right now. Remove every stumbling block. And you believe in God for that money, huh, girl?
Thank you, Jesus. I
You
receive
believe?
it in Jesus' name.
Oh,
Thank
God,
you.
I see. Look, I see. Well, you know what? You got to spend some time praying and fasting, because I see God is bringing somebody, okay, a new person, okay? Oh, God, and you're saying to yourself, is this true? But God is saying, you know what? You can't judge everybody based on the other person. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying. Yep.
Hey.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hi. Hi. Oh God. So tell you what, baby. What I'm saying right now is for you to pray. And open your eyes. Let me see your eyes. And do not, and I repeat, do not go fast. Move slowly and make sure. And ask God to just remove every stumbling block. You understand me? I'm not going to say that this is it. No, I'm not going to say that, because I don't want anybody to say this is the root. Just say this, because I'm not in your business. When the Father God opened my eyes and released things, it's for me to pray. You understand me? It's for me just to pray. So I'm gonna be praying and doing. I don't want nobody calling me, because I don't know nothing. Because after the anointing lift, I don't want nobody calling my number, because I don't know y'all. After the anointing lift, I don't want to call me, because I ain't psychic. Don't call my number, okay? Because I'm not what I want my name, Miss Cleo. So I don't want nobody calling me. Okay, come Miss Cleo dead, okay? So if I'm under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and God is giving me permission, y'all better write it down. Because if anybody call me in the next morning and I say what I say, I'm gonna hang up my phone. Trust me. Write that down. My phone gonna be hang up, because you calling me right there when I'm gonna be in my flesh, and I may have to say something in the flesh. So that means my flesh is gonna say, come off my phone, bye. I may speak Spanish that time. I may not know Spanish, but then God might give me Spanish. So listen to this. Write it down. Write it down. Somebody's out there snoozing around. I don't know if that's the one, but make sure you're praying, okay? I gotta get off your case. I'm getting out of your business. I'm out of your kitchen. I'm coming out of the kitchen. I'm gonna go in the bathroom now. Whew, glory to God. Father God, I thank you. And you know, just let me go, because I'm not in the mood for you right now, okay? So stop praying over there. You all just stop praying, because I'm not in the mood, because I gotta go, because my husband be wondering what she doing over here 2 hours. You're supposed to be for 1 hour. Okay? I got a man, okay? All right now. Don't get it wrong now. Hey, how to go keep me all night. So, Father, I hear this new word. I think I've heard that word one time, a long, long time ago. But it just come up in my spirit. And you did, and then you explain to me the role and tell me what it means. I am thankful. I'm so glad. And that's exactly what I was talking about in the 3D. And then the Father gave me the word. Lord Jesus, I tell you, man, I love you, Lord. I mean, whoa. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see money. I see money. Y'all want money? Release it. Hold on to it. Put your hand up in the sky and hold on to it. Hold on to it. Just like my daughter got her house, but didn't put nothing down. She know who I'm talking about. Zero. I tell her, look. You gonna get a house and you didn't have to pay no money, and she could testify because she over there laughing in her African earring, them ice green and gold. Yeah, she right on the y'all can see her. I said, you gonna get a house. It ain't no joke. Look, I'm only gonna say what God tell me to say, and she could testify and tell you, girlfriend got a house, zero penny down. The man even fixed the house and give it to her. I'm telling y'all, I see money coming. And I need money because I gotta go preach and ain't nobody sending no tithes and offering. So I need money to go open up a place where I could preach that I could use this gift that God gave to me. All them demons in hell that trying to come in and take me down, I'm putting them on notice that I ain't going nowhere. I'm free like a bird. Okay? And I'm ready for all kind of action. So I'm going to my bed. All y'all gotta do is to pray for me. Because I ain't going nowhere. No. So Father God, yeah, what's wrong with you, Jesus? I gotta go to my bed, Jesus. Oh God. Father, what you want? What is wrong? What's the matter, Father? Oh, really? Okay. But these people don't want me to call out their names. So what you want me to, what you want? Not everybody want their name to be called out. Jesus, just leave me alone. I gotta go to bed. Jesus. Okay, well. Okay. All right. But I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I don't want her calling me tomorrow, God. Well, tell you what, I'll call her when I'll call her. Okay. Okay, so that's one, two, okay, all right, three, okay, I'm just writing on the, I'm gonna be making a call, okay? The father want me to make a call. But I'm not going to be making no call tomorrow because I have an appointment. So when I call the person who I'm writing on their name, please pick up the phone because I don't have no time. Okay. And, all right. Okay. Okay. All right, no, this is one time. I'm gonna be calling these people on Friday. Okay, so I'm gonna stop making my call about, let me see, put it here, 12 p.m. Friday. Friday is, I think, the 31st, I think. All right, so I'm just writing it down here. All right. So the 31st on Friday, I'm gonna call. Start calling out. I have five people here that I have to call. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five. Okay. Okay, let me see. Well, my love life, these are my love life. I'm going to my bed. I have six people. All right. I have six, so I got six. All right. Hey, let me pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Let your fire roll. Let your fire roll. Let your fire come down and roll in our homes, in our lives, in our cars. Let it be like a jet wave coming in and just moving strategically over us. Every single one of us. Bring forth that finances that I see out of the heavens and release it upon your people. Money cometh, life cometh. Individual capabilities. Whoa, Miri, my yinde, so cool. Open up the floodgate, the floodgate. My God, you know what? Tonight is a sponge. Suck it up. Suck it up. Tonight is a sponge. Tonight is a super natural sponge for me, and I'm releasing it upon you guys. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my family. Every single person under the sound of my voice, I thank you. I thank you for the ones that's going to hear the recording that was not online. I thank you that the fire of the Holy Spirit will go forth now and touch every lives, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. See, I'm taking out my oil because I am going to be using my oil. I'm going to use my oil. And the Spirit of God said for us to use the oil. So I'm going to use my oil for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. And if I use the oil, so I'm going to use it. See, I got all kind of oils. See, I have some little ones here. So I'm going to be using the oil. Or maybe I have oil in the room. If I go in there, I think I might have some oil in my room. So, hey, it's been a good night tonight. I mean, the anointing of God is so strong that I could be in the spirit like this all night and prophesy all night because it's just so heavy and so strong. But we have to be careful and we just have to be careful. And as for me, I should be able to want to go to sleep and be able to be rested. So in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, have a good night, everybody. God bless you guys. It's been a pleasure being back tonight and money cometh. Have a supernatural night and God bless you guys in Jesus' name. Good night. Amen.